A review in Findy.com in 2016 reads, "Returning to the iconic Laurel Hill Cemetery for the fifth year, Rev Theater Company let loose a quirky combo of Fright Night meets Kickline Cabaret with Death is a Cabaret, Old Chum, a graveyard cabaret, directed by Rosie Hay with musical direction by Rob Borchert. The show follows three characters in cabaret-style performance, alternating between group and solo numbers. The performers explore the no-man's land between and among gravestones, armed with sarcastic humor, gripping vocals, individual hand lamps, and a crazed, carefree attitude towards life after death. The ever-mischievous Rudy Caparazzo delivered a stunning performance. His cheeky asides had the responsive crowd reeling and gave the performance a casual, honest feel." That from Findy.com in 2016. We're used to meeting up with Rev Theater here as they work with young performers at the United Neighborhood Center in Scranton. But this weekend, it's solely for grown-ups as they present Death is a Cabaret, Old Chum, a graveyard cabaret. And that's at Forest Hill Cemetery in Dunmore. Rudy Caparazzo and Rosie Hay fill us in.
This is an evening of music, an hour's worth of music in a cemetery, because it's called Death is a Cabaret, Old Chum, a graveyard cabaret. And we've done this for the past 5 years in Philadelphia as part of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival, and we've amassed quite a little following. It's become quite a little cult hit in a strange kind of and unique way. And we are bringing it to Scranton. We've been trying to do this for the past 4 or 5 years, and gosh darn it, we're going to do it, Erica. We're bringing it to Forest Hill Cemetery in Dunmore. The wonderfully generous and completely understanding Miss Norma Reese is having us there, and we couldn't be more delighted.
And is this something you do with a coterie of your colleagues, or is it just...
It's me and two other performers singing, as I said, an hour's worth of music. All of them are death-centric songs, but I don't think it's at all a downer. The piece has been called Beautifully Haunting, and there are some lovely moving songs in it, but most of it is really not depressing death. It really is more of a celebration of life. The piece ends with Enjoy Yourself, an old Guy Lombardo song, and the message of that is quite succinct and profound, which is, it's later than you think.
What was the germ of the idea?
We have an ongoing and wonderful relationship, speaking of such things, with Laurel Hill Cemetery in Philadelphia, which is a beautiful, historic, iconic place. And we first did a strange little Irish play there, a straight play, about seven characters who are in the graveyard waiting for the dead to arise so they can atone for their sins. It was very Irish guilt, and it was based in and about the troubles in Ireland in 1972. So striking up that relationship with Laurel Hill, it was a great experience for everybody involved, and they said, do more. So I don't like traditional theater in terms of traditional theater spaces overall. I tend to gravitate toward wide open spaces, you know, where you have to battle the elements and things like that. But I'd wanted to do a musical evening in the same way that I don't go for straightforward theater where people sit in a darkened room and clap. I didn't want to do a cabaret where people sat at little tables and the performers talked about their lives between song sets. Again, not my deal. So we needed to do something thematic in that way. And Rosie had wanted to do a heightened language play, which we then did as Hamlet in Laurel Hill Cemetery. But between now and then, I said, hey, let's find some songs about death and roll with it. Again, it's a lot of fun. The costuming is very detailed and ornate and beautiful because it's us and the tombstones. So there's not a lot of visual that you can bring to it in that way, but in that setting, it's profound. And really, for all intents and purposes, the graveyard is the fourth character in the piece.
In terms of atmosphere or sensibility, is it Poe-like? Is it Weimar-like in terms of cabaret?
It's the love child of Poe and Brecht, or yeah. Weill. Absolutely.
There's a lot of direct address. There's immersion with singing to the audience.
And my character, and including in reviews, my performance has been called, among other things, the love child, speaking of such things, the love child of the MC in cabaret and Frankenfurter. So there's a lot of strangeness and uniqueness. But getting back to the cemetery part of it, we have a dear, dear friend. She's become a dear friend here in the community. Her name is Erin Spain. And she came to see it in Philly 2 years ago. And she had some misgivings, at least some trepidations about the whole grave thing. She thought it might be irreverent. She thought we might be doing the cemetery a terrible disservice. And her opinion of it was completely turned around seeing it, because for me personally, the dead are as much a part of what we're doing as the living. And I think we're celebrating the dead. So it is evocative, it is fun, it is sexy, hence the PG-14 part of it. It is exuberant, it does give you some food for thought, and again, a good time is guaranteed. We've been a top 10 fringe pick for the past 5 years in Philly. There's a lot of competition for those spots. There's over 250 fringe entries every year. So that's very rewarding and lovely. And the important thing is that it's entertaining.
Tell us when and how we can get to see it.
September 22nd and September 23rd, with a rain date of Sunday, the 24th, in Forest Hill Cemetery in Dunmore.
It's on Jefferson Avenue. It's 1830 Jefferson Avenue. It starts at 8 o'clock, and a good time is guaranteed for everyone.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly.
Rudy Caparazzo and Rosie Hay, co-artistic directors of Reb Theatre Company, speaking about Death is a Cabaret, Old Chum, a graveyard cabaret, this Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, at 8 o'clock each night at Forest Hill Cemetery, 1830 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore. Take along a blanket or a beach chair. They will be joined by Sandy Dorio and Hannah Wolf as actors. Sandy is from northeastern Pennsylvania. The performance is 60 minutes long, and tickets will be available at the door. For more information, on the web, revtheatercompany.org, R-E-V-T-H-E-A-T-R-E, revtheatercompany.org.
To reach the great beyond, you'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or